Hello everyone, this is Salvador's Wish, and today is Christmas Eve. This is not a Christmas-themed podcast episode, but I did do a holiday special that actually came out today with Louisa and C&J. Check it out. It's longer than most of my episodes, but I think you'll love it. There's lots of cringe, but it's all worth it. And today is the first part of my series. No, this is not my first podcast episode, but I decided that every once in a while, I'm going to rate a movie, just give them my opinion on it. And today, I will be rating the movie The Croods 2. It recently came out, so if you haven't watched it, this has major spoilers, so if you haven't watched it, just watch it, and then if you'd like, you can come back to this podcast later. Thank you. I'd rate this movie 9 out of 10. There were great moments in it, and the filmmakers really knew how to make a good movie. They ended it with an awesome action scene and also put all the characters at a good point. I wouldn't be surprised if this was the last Croods movie, because all the characters do end in a really good point. And I also really loved the creature designs, but we're going to talk about that in a different segment. All right, this part is about the designs. I really love the different creature designs, as I said in the last part, especially like the wolf spiders. It's when you're making a creature and when you're trying to combine something scary with something cute, it's really hard to make it seem both creepy and cute at the same time. But the designers mastered that perfectly and in turn made an amazing creature. Another funny creature was the chicken seals. I think that the fact that they're aggressive adds a particularly fun point to them. I also really like how they made different kinds of punch monkeys. I think it goes really well with just the general. It connects in reality too, because there are many different kinds of species of a single animal, so it's really smart. So in all, the creature designs were just amazing, and I think that they're just spectacular. I'm speechless about them. They've mastered it perfectly. I'm kind of going out on a limb with this, but I think that the creature designs were amazing. This next part is about characters. So since you've watched this movie, which if you haven't, well, I told you to watch it. I can't say it's not my fault. Then you know about the characters Eep and Guy. And you know about the romantic drama between them that we see in the movie. The drama between them adds a lot more realism to this mostly comedic movie, and it makes them seem more human and less like just funny characters. And there are also lots of relatable characters. All the characters are very easy to like, and it's so easy to just have a favorite character because they're all just so great. And there are lots of funny aspects to it, while also lots of relatable aspects to these characters. All right. For the last part of this review, we have to take the good with the bad. So this is weird or kind of bad aspects to the movie. Now, since this movie was really great, in my opinion, so there isn't much bad aspects. But the whole hey thing between Eep and Guy just seemed weird, and the whole time I felt like, okay, what's gonna happen next? Can we get on with this? Though most of the movie was pretty awesome, that sort of weird thing that was going on just kind of weirded me out. Maybe some of you guys might have enjoyed that. Maybe it might have added to the romance. I'm not a big romance movie guy, so it was kind of weird. But I really enjoyed the movie, and thank you for watching. I mean, listening. And Merry Chrysler. Thank you.